Ich weiß seinen Strom, dessen herrliche Flut fließt wunderbar stille durchs Land. Doch strahlet und glänzt die feurige Glut, wenn ich dieses Wasser bekam. Aus Seele ich bete dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig lieb. O glaube, es fließt für dich. Wohin dieser Strom sich nur immer ergießt, da jubelt und jauchzet das Herz, das nun mehr den köstlichen Segen genießt, erlöset von Sorgen und Schmerz. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig lieb. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Der Strom ist gar tief und sein Wasser ist klar. Er schmeckt so lieblich und fein. Es heilet die Kranken und stärkt wunderbar. Ja, macht die Unreinsten rein. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig lieb. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Das Wasser, das Leben, das ist diese Flut. Der Jesum ergießet sie sich. Sein kostbares, teures und heiliges Blut. O Sünde, vergoss er für dich. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig lieb. O Glaube, es fließt für dich. Wenn der Setter komme und trinke sich satt, so rufet der Geist und die Braut, nur wer in den Strom gewaschen sie hat, da lange sie Gottes ein Schau. O Seele, ich bitte dich, komm und such diesen herrlichen Strom. Sein Wasser fließt frei und mächtig lieb. O Glaube, es fließt für mich.
When I think of
my Lord and how he sought me, and I think of his love and how he bought me. And my blessings are more numerous than the stars up above. I am constantly aware of his love. Constantly aware that he is everywhere. And my soul, there is no fear, that I know is always near. In my heart, there is contentment, like a piece of a dove, I am constantly aware of His love. Now when the storm clouds of life around me rages, and I just cling to the mighty rock of ages, and my breath is sweetly from heaven up above, I am constantly aware of His love. Constantly aware that He is everywhere. And my soul has no fear, for I know He's always near. And my heart is contentment. Like a piece of a dove, I am constantly aware of His love. Now when the storm clouds of life around me rages, I just cling to the mighty rock of ages. And my soul whispers sweetly, from heaven up above, I am constantly aware of His love. Constantly aware that He is everywhere. When the soul there is no fear, for I know He's always near. In my heart there is contentment, like a piece of a dove, I am constantly aware of His love. You may ask me why I choose to live this way, and you may wonder how I make it through the day. Well, I found the answer when I fell out on my knees. I would rather live for Him more than anything. Oh, I would rather live for Him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, our riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I'd rather live for Him more than anything I know. All these earthly things, they will ruin and decay, but it don't matter, I don't need them anyway. For my treasure is over somewhere on the blue. I would rather live everything. Now it's all up to you. Oh, I would rather live for Him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, or riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for Him more than anything I know. All these earthly things, they will ruin and decay, but it don't matter, I don't need them anyway. For my treasure is over somewhere on the blue. I've given Him my everything, now it's all up to you. Oh, I would rather live for Him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, our riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for Him more than anything I know. The family is preparing for a wedding, all have been invited to attend. The bride is standing ready, waiting for a signal. When the groom says, rise, my children, come on in. It's that wedding music that I hear. The bride's adorned and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for the wedding celebration. Is that wedding music that I hear? Soon we'll rise to leave this land of sorrow, for that ceremony in the air. The Father then will lead us through the holy land of splendor. Have you made your preparation to go there? Is that wedding music that I hear? The bride's adorned and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for the wedding celebration. Is that wedding music that I hear? Soon we'll rise to leave this land of sorrow, for that ceremony in the air. The Father then will lead us through the holy land of splendor. Have you made your preparation to go there? Is that wedding music that I hear? The bride's adorned and ready to appear. There's heavenly preparation for the wedding celebration. Is that wedding music that I hear? Well, this is the closest thing you'll find to happen here on earth. This is your truth. You can go out there and look if you want. That's what we did. We went looking. We went to seek our own salvation with fear and trembling. Mm-hmm. We found out we've been deceived. Mm-hmm. We've been lied to. The very people that's supposed to lead you to glory. And then we found the truth. We found out where it's at. We found that stream. It's all about that stream. Mm-hmm. Levitine and stone. You're hooked into that stream, you're going to have joy unspeakable, full of glory, and you'll have health, you'll have your cancer will disappear in a heartbeat. And if you're hooked into that stream, I just know how simple I can make it. That this is that. This is what every human being on the face of this earth is looking for, but to get these weapons of mass deception. Satan, that's all he can do. The only weapon is deception. Jesus warned us when he was asked what it's going to be like in the end time. He said, beware lest any man deceive you. Deception of such magnitude. That's what you're surrounded with. And we're just trying to hold on to the fort because we went and we searched and we did everything we could to find out where it's at. Mm-hmm. We had a hunger and a thirst in our heart. That hunger, I think, didn't do it for us. And then as time went on, I found out I'm being deceived by these very people that are supposed to, they're standing in the pulpit. They're the ones that keep you exactly what Jesus said back then. You can't come in, and then you hold the door shut for those that do want to come in. I wanted to come in. I wanted something more than they could offer. But mm-hmm. I had to find out where I had to get, I had to be terminated to find it. Now we found it, and we're telling people where it's at. It's nothing that Hunter, I think it's not in these communes because they're just Satan's weapons of mass deception. And that's just that simple. And then we found out here in these closing days of time exactly what Jesus said before he went off the scene. He said, this is now after once I'm gone, I'm going to send seven church age messengers. I'm going to send seven angels and that'll be eternal life. That's going to be eternal life. That they believe on them whom I will send. And then you can go back and you can find out exactly where it's at. We'd be telling people time and time again. He sent those seven stars that he held in his right hand back in the book of Revelation, and these seven stars represent the seven angels to the seven church ages throughout the grace age. Now it's all over. And then when the Lord saved me when I was about 23 in 1971, and then shortly thereafter, we went through that baptism rigmarole. I'm just trying to show you something, how it works. That baptism and then calling, all you get out of that thing, it's not a true baptism. It's just Satan's counterfeit baptism, and then it locks you into that 100-right religion. Then you can get, then you get a license to get married. You can't get married in that system until you're baptized. And that baptism is Satan's counterfeit baptism. And anyway, but being as it is, you know, we have to learn a lot of literature there, you know, that that spruch. And then I memorized that spruch, that long one, and then we did, there's two of them. There's one that the women usually learn, and then there's the other one, Achel mein Gott, ich bitte Gnade. And that spruch, as I was memorizing, you see, you got to memorize that whole thing. Like, that's the way to heaven, to memorize all that stuff. Like, you get yourself a ticket to glory if you know all that literature. But anyway, we memorized that thing, and there was two lines that the Lord activated in my spirit. And it just jumped out at me, and it's, then Gott da will kein Werk belohnen, das nicht selber hat getan. And what it translates into, God cannot reward you. He can only reward you for what you have allowed him to do through you. Mm-hmm. And that's, when I saw that, that hit me right in my heart, it hit me. God, I can go through life, but at the end of life, I get nothing unless I come to that place where I can get myself out of the way and let God use me for his glory. That's been my prayer ever since. Lord, use us for your glory. Do with us as you see fit, because if you do your wrong thing, you can go out and do your wrong thing like that preacher Dave. Mm-hmm. He went out and did his own thing, but at the end of the day, he's got empty-handed. He's got nothing. Mm-hmm. But the only way you'll ever get something if you say, step aside, and you let Lord do with us as you see fit, and that's what you and I have been doing, because we want to, he doesn't want to go through life and then come up empty-handed at the end of the day. It doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. So the only thing you can do is just, Lord, here we are, do with us as you see fit, and that's how my life has been. Yeah, I haven't always done what I should, but it's all been on my radar, because we're living in a world of deception. Because of that, I'm always praying, Lord, let me use me, get me out of the way, give me a heart that's obedient and things like that. And now here we are. The Lord give us the responsibility to hear these closing days of night, to make the record straight, expose that other right thing for it. It's just first-class deception. And I don't like to repeat myself over and over again, but it's got nothing to do with Christianity. You go through that 100-right rigmarole, that baptism thing, and all you got then is the lies to get back, to get married. That's that simple.
And all you become is another 100-right.
Amen.
And that's all. You'll all ever be is another 100-right. And I always love that little episode that you had with your brother John. You kind of tried to witness to him, and then all of a sudden it dawned on you, and you said to him, you know why you don't understand me? It's because you're a Hutterite. You're Hutterites. And then he wondered, okay, what are you then? What do you classify yourself as then? Because you left, right? You're an ex-Hutterite. So you told him, you know what? I'm a rational thinking human being. See that? And he said, a runaway, that's what you are. See, that's in their eyes, that's all you ever are.
Because they can,
that's the only way they can look at things, as you're either a Hutterite or you're not. And that's a sad part of the story, is you're just another Hutterite, and then that's all you'll ever be. Unless the Lord Jesus Christ saves you. I know when the Lord first saved me, and I came across this pamphlet, and it really spoke to my heart. It was kind of like, it goes on along the line, others can, you cannot. like there's gotta be other Christians out there that God allows them to make a name for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see that there are Christians out there. I'm not gonna say they're not Christians, but there are a certain type of Christians that God allows them to make a name for themselves. Mm-hmm. But it was telling me, you cannot, because whatever I'm gonna use you is going to be to glorify God. And that's has been something that always in the back of my mind and heart is there. You know, when you come to a situation where you think you can make a name for yourself, you're faced with such shame, because really you can't make a name for yourself unless you want to be like a carnal Christian. Because if you let God use you for His glory, then there is nothing about it that going to make you look good.
There's no room there.
Uh-huh. Because it's actually the opposite.
Yeah.
Most of the time, the natural man, it does not get any glory. It's the exact opposite.
Forget about glory when He put you and I together. You don't get much glory for that.
That's right.
It's just the way God does things, and I really like the way He runs the show, and like I say, this here is that. And that's just the way it is. Heavenly Father, we give You thanks for this another day of life, for the many things You do for us, Lord. They're just too numerous to mention. Help us, Lord, that we never come to a place where we take life for granted, Lord. Give us obedient hearts. Help us to have our full reward, Lord, here in time, Lord. I mean, make us obedient and surrender to Your will, Lord. Do with us as You see fit. We've been saying it for 40 years, Lord, that You can use us for Your honor, for Your glory. Many times we might not mean it because it has to go against the flesh, Lord. But we just pray, Lord, that You'll help us in these closing days of time to stay the course, to stay on guard from all these enemies that will try to derail us and try to lead us off course, Lord. And just give You thanks once again for everything You've done for us, Lord. Kept us on board, and Lord, You did it so that we could receive our full reward, Lord. We just pray You just continue to do with us as You see fit. Open the hearts of the people that they might see what's going on around them, Lord. We just pray You'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
It's actually very simple. If you can only tap into that scripture where Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And it's just that simple. You don't have to go out, start a commune, do your own thing. You can go home, and all you got to do is raise your children, raise your family. And if God has something other than that for you to do, He'll lead you on. He won't lead you into no compound, because that's serving a different God than that what God has planned before the foundation of the world. Back when He said, this is going to be eternal life, that did believe on them whom I will send. To you and I, everything is so crystal clear, but it took us a lifetime to find it, because we were raised up in that Hutterite thing, like that's the end all, where all. But from time to time, the Lord would show up and He would let me know that that's not it. And then we had that man from Forest River Colony come to our home, give his testimony, and told us it's first class deception, that Hutterite thing is not it. He had an out-of-the-body experience, and that kind of opened my eyes a little bit more. I already kind of knew that that's not it. But then when he came and he told us that he had an out-of-body experience, tried to get into heaven, couldn't get in, and then he just stepped out, told us that outright thing is first-class deception. And they put me on a search, and he said, there's something out there somewhere. If we put our life on the line and we go look out there looking for it, we'll find it. And that's exactly what I did for 15 years. That picture was before my eyes. And it just kept haunting me away. Here I'm working on this compound, and at the end of the day, I get nothing. All I get is a ticket to hell, out to hell and death. And then... And just, but he would have had, if he wanted to turn around, he begged that angel, give me another chance, and that's all he did the rest of his life. He lived 3 more years after that, I just checked. And then all he did, he went around giving his testimony, trying to get people to wake up. But see, I guess nobody heard him. I was the only one that heard I was the only one that was able to put my life on the line and to go out to look for that thing that he said is out there somewhere. And I found it right in the ministry of Brother Brim. I found that one of those seven stars that Jesus held in his right hand. Mm-hmm. That angel to the church, she to Laodicea. That's where I found it. That's what he would have found. And that's what everybody will find once they have a gut-wrenching desire to know truth. They'll come right here to where you and I are at. Because God doesn't have two channels. God doesn't have two ways. He's only got, he set the record straight way back there. This is going to be eternal life. That they believe on them whom I sent, and to the church Laodicea, he just simply sent that angel, and that angel linked up with the vocal cords of Brother Branham, and then when he went off the scene, he took the vocal cords of Raymond M. Jackson, and then when he went off the scene, he took you and I, because he found you and I faithful. We're not going to buckle, we're not going to bend, we're not going to bow, no matter what they throw at us, and then he found you and I faithful to deliver that meat in due season, and to roll out that living water. That's why we can truly say your only salvation from here on out is to accept the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. The grace age is over, and the baptism in Jesus' name is over. Now all you can ever become is a visitor, invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, just like it is when the wedding, when there's guests and there's people that are invited to the marriage, and here's the same thing. Like I say, it's over to be ever to become a bride to the Lord Jesus Christ. That era is passing over with. Now all you can do is become an invitation, accept the invitation to marriage supper of the Lamb. Just up the road here is that there's gonna be a marriage supper for the Lord Jesus Christ, where he gets married to his bride, and then he comes back with his wife. His wife had made herself ready. It's just a simple process. And you and I, we just happen to tap into it, and we're trying our level best to alert the people, whoever own us, everything we can do, we're doing everything that we can to tell people where it's at. Now, there's a little bit of a window open here for anybody, whosoever will, let him come. That's what it says back in the book of Revelation. Whosoever will, let him come. Blessed is he that's been invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That is on now. And it goes on to say, blessed is he that's been invited, and then it says, whosoever will, let him come. And then it says, whosoever heareth, let him say, come. And then it says, the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Everything God is putting all his resource and ear to the human race, come and get yourself ready to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's all that's left. Because once that rapture happens, then the so-called Christian, the foolish virgin, and all these people that rejected the marriage supper of the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, they just simply have to go into blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. That you're going to have to die as a martyr, and then you end up in that sea of glass. It's just that simple. And then as long as you're part of that first resurrection, and then it goes into the sheep and the goats, or the sheep and the goats are being separated. God made himself a blueprint, and he said he's going to see to it that blueprint that he made back there before the foundation of the world is going to be executed right to the T. And there's no, we just happen to tap into it. That's why we sing that song, Evisein and Strong. It's that stream that's been flowing from the throne of God from the dawn, way before the dawning of time when he created an angel. That stream, when we and I, we just happen to step into it and embrace it with a passion, and we're not afraid to tell people about it because I know it's the truth. And then there's healing, and there the joy unspeakable and full of glory, and there's everything that a person needs to make it through the jungle that we find ourselves in here in these closing days of time. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. And like I was listening to something yesterday about persecution of Christianity is on the rise. And you can see how the world tide is in such a way that Christianity is being persecuted, and the Jews. And that's exactly what it speaks about in the book of Revelation, that dragon is going to go after the remnant of the Jews and those that have the testimony of Jesus Christ. And that's really what it's all pointing towards. And people don't know what's going on around the world, why Christianity is being persecuted. But we are at the time frame where everything, like with the Christianity being martyred and the Jews, those are all people that will end up on the sea of glass. See, God has like a place apart for everything. Like when you will see, like in the great multitude are saints that have died since the grace age for the last 2,000 years. But here in the week of Daniel, it falls into the sea of glass. And it's going to, it's just going to intensify that the Jews are going to be persecuted and the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Because it all falls in line with the Word of God. That is the time frame we're living in.
See, you and I, we've been persecuted from the inside, mm-hmm. from the Hutterites, because back in the day we went up against them and we told them where it's at, we told them the truth. And if you tell people the truth, they'll oust you. That's just it's not of God, because the proof's in the pudding. When you tell them about the truth for their day, they'll just simply tell them about God sent the prophet. And of course that system cannot handle the truth. And then what they do, they just terminate you instead of looking at it and dealing with it. I begged and I pleaded with them, at least go look at it, see if it's not true. And we don't have to listen to you. Well, so what did they do? They persecute you. They put you in the outs and things like that. I'm not complaining, because through it all, I found out the real thing. Through it all, the Lord took me to the ministry of Brother Branham. And then when he was done with Brother Branham, he took me to the ministry of Brother Jackson. Now he's given us the responsibility to just put out this living water for the whole human race, for the whole world to see. Because mm-hmm. he found us faithful. He knew we're not going to buckle. Mm-hmm. He knew we're not going to cave. He just like these tree men and that fiery furnace. They threw everything they could at me. In fact, if they would have lost the lead, would have allowed it, they would pick me down and burn me at the stake. It's everything I accept that.
Mm-hmm.
As many times I wish they would do that. Because it's a silent persecution. Uh-huh. You can't even see your children. You can't even see your children grow up. It's just the spirit of the thing that you and I are, we are being put in the out simply because we've got the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We're not complaining, because at the end of the day, God knows all about it. At the end of the day is what matters. We're not worried about what we have to go through. It's the end of the day. That's why, like that song says, you may wonder why we choose to live this way. Well, we think about it. Our eternal destiny. This here is just a testing ground. We're just living in a laboratory here to test us, to see if we're going to be found worthy to go into the regions beyond and have a reward there. That's all we're living for. Because this life here is just fleeting. You get maybe 70-80 years if you're lucky, and in the meantime, you haven't done nothing for eternal destiny. You got nothing to show up for throughout eternity. And we've been trying to make it simple for people. All you got to do now is go tell somebody, so that at least you'll have a place of glory. You'll shine like a star forever and ever. And like the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. The kingdom of God is that born-again experience. The kingdom of God is within you. Once you're born again, then you have that, your spirit is born again, and you have the kingdom of God within you. And then it says, and its righteousness. And the righteousness, the only righteousness that anybody can produce, is to believe the message for your day. And this here is the message for your day. I don't know how simple I can put it. I've been over it, time and time again. But see, people, they be brainwashed thinking you gotta do something for the Lord. You gotta force them. You gotta wear a certain dress code. You gotta live in the communion. You gotta do this and you gotta do that. No, you just simply believe the message for your day. That's the way it's been. That's the way it's always been. And here in this closing days of time, all he asked for back in the book of Revelation, only come. The Spirit and the Bride say come. Whosoever will, let him come. Let him come and drink out of the waters of life, because my oxen have been butchered, my fatlings have been killed. All you got to do is come on board and just enjoy the scenery. That's all I can see. Just that simple. He made it so simple here in these closing days of time, because he knew it's going to be hard. He knows exactly what it's going to be like here in these closing days of time. And all he asked for you to believe the message for your day. I don't know how simple I can put it. It took me a lifetime to find that out, but now I know it. It's the truth. All you got to do is believe the message for your day when you analyze it and you go back into history and always been a message for your day. Back in the days of Noah believed God, and then he went and built a boat. And because it was the message for his day. Abel believed God, and he went and brought a perfect sacrifice. All throughout history, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness' sake. And all throughout history, you can see these people that believed God, and they went into glory simply because they believed it, and then they followed through with it. I believe when God came to me, and he said, Sam, I'm coming soon. I believed it, and I lost interest in the things of his word. And the Lord did just put me on this court and eventually brought me to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. We have nothing else to say except that. We're just holding on to the thing that already has been established. Mm-hmm. That's the only job description we have. And to us, it's so simple. Mm-hmm. That's all we're doing. We're just telling the people, whoever cares to listen, this is where it's at. And this is the closest thing that you'll find in heaven, because that song says, if I say, and song as an Harley, if Lou, it's a glorious dream. All you gotta do is step into it, and there is joy unspeakable, full of glory, and there's health, and everything is in that stream. If you can only get yourself to try it and to do it, and do what it says, let them that hear it say, come. Only put yourself on the line. Get over the fear factor, because these tough things can't do nothing. Just call their bluff like I did. They threatened me. They did this, that, and the other. You can't go to church here. You can't work here anymore. Like it's a system in itself. It's a government within a government. But I found out it's a pile of garbage, and I just told them that too. And I called their bluff, and then the Lord always had an open door, and he brought me to the ministry, Brother Branham, Brother Jackson. That's all I've ever wanted. And then that prayer that I prayed, Lord, use me for your honor, for your glory, began to manifest itself. And then God could use me, and he could direct me right towards that. Like that Joe Mendel, he said there's something out there. All we got to do is put our life on the line and go look for it. And that's what we did. And just we found it, and once we found it, then from there we were the sky's the limit. We were off to the races. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. God never has more than one message in a generation. Like you can see in the days of Noah, he only had one sermon. There's a flood coming. That mm-hmm. was Noah's sermon. Repent and get on board. That's all Noah was trying to get people to do. Repent of their ways, and he preached for 100 years, and only he ended up in the ark with his family. And there's only one message. If you will trace it back to the early church, there's only been one message going out towards that stream was flowing. And you can see how it kind of changed in its time. What God required from that generation, like in the early church down to the Laodicea church. We know what God required from the Laodicean church age because he restored the faith of the early church. And I knew when you live in a religious system and the Lord saves you and you start reading your Bible and you come to know the truth. And then you start realizing how little that religious system lines up with the Word of God. And then you kind of wonder, what is this all about? And you come to realize it's just part of Roman Catholicism. Mm-hmm. It's part of what that woman did. And she took those three measures of meal and hid it in her leaven. She hid it in her traditions and in her religion and in her dogmas and creeds and stuff like that. That's where she hid it. And that's basically the same way in every religious system. They hide the Word of God with all their traditions. And then you have to really find out what is this all about? And then if you ever have such an agony of soul and spirit to be in a place where you feel that God can speak to you and that you know you want to be led and guided by His Spirit, you don't really count the cost of what it is to give up, because you know in the end, if you walk with God, you're going to end up at a good place. But if you follow these religions, you're not going to end up at a good place.
See, you're being light. I saw it yesterday. These people that, like my dad, he lied to me, told me that thing, even if they don't see it, the principle of the thing, they're lying to you that's the way to heaven, when it's not. The way to heaven is exactly what Jesus said. This is going to be eternal life. The eternal life is the way to heaven. And this is going to be eternal life that they believe in them and I will send. And when I told them about God sent the prophet, right away you got till sundown to get out of here. You're not going to sell us your stuff. Well, they'll do whatever, you know. And so, but that's not going to stop the truth from having told them the truth. As time goes on, they're going to find out at the end of the day, they'll come up with an empty gas tank. It's just that simple. We're just doing exactly what we ask the Lord. Lord, use us for your honor, for your glory. Do with us as you see fit. Then Gott will kein Werk belohnen, das nicht selber hat getan. He can only reward you what you have allowed him to do through. Lord, use us for your glory. Use us for your honor. Give us the grace to step aside and let you use us. So that's been my prayer. And that's the only thing you have in this life. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what you have to go through here in life. It's only lasts for 70, 80 years if you're lucky. And then you go into eternity. It's just that simple. Then if you didn't do what that scripture said, then Gott will kein Werk belohnen, and das nicht selber hat getan. If you do your own work, you got no reward. And you go into eternity without a reward. There's a lot of people that's going into eternity, but they got nothing to show for themselves. They're just born again. But if you want to go there with a reward, you just got to let the Lord deal with you. Let you talk to him, let you use you for his glory, and then, like I say, God does not require from everybody what he requires for you and me, because he knows their capacity. But all you got to do is find out what the Lord has for you to do. Maybe all he wants is to get home and then raise your children and teach them about the things of the Lord. I don't know what he has for you, but I know what he had for me. I want you to go up and I want you to expose that religious system for what it is. And from there he led me on when they ousted me. That didn't stop me. Then I had to go to the Pentecostals. Then I could expose the Pentecostal. Then I had to go to the Magistrates, the Brenhamites. And I exposed that Daddy Bishop. I let him know up there, that man, he's just using the magic to build himself an empire. At the end of the day, that everybody could see he just became corrupted with power and money and fame, and at the end of the day he had nothing, because he was just using the message to prove that he's the successor to Brother Brennan, when he was not. He was just a phone. He wasn't for real. So Brother Jackson was that successor was the person that God used, that angel used to continue with the program from when Brother Brennan went off the scene. He used Brother Jackson, and I happened to find out about that, and I tapped into it, and here I am, holding on to the fort. You and I have been ordained by God to hold on to the things that have already been established. Mm-hmm. That's our only job description we have, and we'll do it gladly.
And if you have the Spirit of God, you will see that Brother Brennan was that prophet. Now, I know there was a lot of people, like the churches of America, that rejected him. But they did themselves a lot of harm. And that's why America is in a state that it is in today, because they rejected God's prophet and his message, that he had to go back to the Bible. Mm-hmm. And that's the same way. Like, there was always people that want to oppose, like they did Brother Brennan. There were always people trying to undermine that he was that prophet. And that's the same way in the wilderness with Moses. There were always people there trying to undermine Moses and Aaron. You can see Dathan, Abiram, and and Korah. These people are all in every generation. Mm-hmm. You will see that there are people that want to, that the devil uses to oppose what God is doing. And in Brother Branham's hour, it was like rampant. And there was a lot more healing ministries outside of Brother Branham. There were some preachers that had a healing ministry too. Even that Catherine Kuhlman, there's people that got healed under her. But you know, if you will put it all in a nutshell, it's really not in the healing. It's in the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And in His laws and in His ordinances, where you can find a place where you can walk with God. And then these things come automatically a lot of the time, healing and everything, and God's blessings mm-hmm. on your life is to follow the Word of God and what the Word of God has for your day and hour.
Just like you were saying, back in the day, there was a posing for Moses coming out of the wilderness. It was the Torah written in the Navarro. And then the same thing happened back in the church HSR when Martin Luther came on the scene with that tremendous revelation, mm-hmm. the just to live by faith. And then he had all these tugs right beside him, that swingly, like I say, I went then to history and I just pressed the button on my iPhone, and here comes up the history about Zwingli, about Jacob Hutter, about Andreas Ehrenbreit. I've been studying that forever and a day, and I wonder, where did these things come from? They were just opposing for trying to prove God wrong, that Martin Luther was that church age messenger. He was that vehicle that God said, this is life eternal, that they believe in them whom I will say. And he sent Martin Luther, and then, like I say, right beside him comes this Zwingli guy. Right beside him comes this Jacob Hutter guy. Right beside him comes this Andreas Adam. Opposing forces, just like they did Janus and Jambres opposed Moses mm-hmm. back in the day. And then as time goes on, the church age is drought, and even in this day and age, like I say, when Brother Branham came on the scene, all these forces were out there trying to prove him that they're the one. Jimmy mm-hmm. Swaggart, he went out, tried to prove that his message is that message. Mm-hmm. There's Joseph Smith, he rises up. And then they got these the Jehovah Witnesses. All these are opposing forces just trying to prove Brother Branham wrong. Mm-hmm. And then there's the Eddie Biscuits of this world, and to this day, we're going to have our opposing forces. So we got the phone call. We got the emails. They're not even worth putting out there. They're not even worth mentioning. Mm-hmm. But see, every move that God does, he has his, the devil has his opposing forces. That's why mm-hmm. you and I, we're all by ourselves here. Nobody wants us. Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to hear what we have to say. It's because of these opposing forces trying to make us irrelevant, trying to make us look like this is a Shekinah program, and thereby defiling themselves. We've been over it and over it again. But that's quite all right, because mm-hmm. we got to seek our own salvation, which we are trembling. What people do to themselves, that's going to be their business, mm-hmm. because it's a freedom of choice. That's all we're trying to tell people. God gave the human race the freedom to choose and serve the true and living God. Mm-hmm. That's all you and I are doing.
And you can see that, you know, when you walk in your life, walk back in your life and see the things that God allowed you to go through is only a blessing, because it makes you stand steadfast and firm and not compromise, because you know what is out there and where God has brought you to. Mm-hmm. And then you hold on to that, and it's like, and then you have no leeway to compromise. Like, there's a lot of people that they just in this truth, whenever a false teaching came along, they just fell for it. They just mm-hmm. compromised. It's because they never went through what we went through in order for when God brought us to the message of our day and hour. We went through a lot, but it's going through all that makes you stand on a firm foundation.
It stabilizes you.
And you don't compromise, because you know where God has brought you to.
Well, Brother Jekyll had barely birthed, and along come we're in the third day. Well, we knew we weren't in the third day, but they do it such a subtle manner, because behind it is the spirit of Satan. It started, after two days, finally they come out, we're in the third day. And then they think they can, and it moves on, then they think they can do a better job than Brother Jackson, and we don't mention names here. And all before you know it, it's just Satan has infiltrated that whole Brother Jackson movement, and I didn't have a dream about the minefield. The Lord gave me a dream about the minefield. What they're going to do now, these preachers that were sitting under Brother Jackson, they're going to do everything they can to destroy what Brother Jackson never taught. Then he called on you and I to hold on to the truth that's been given to us. That's all we're doing. That's been our mission. That's the only thing we're interested in. From here, we just go on, and now we got a message for everybody, whoever cares to listen. Get ready for the coming of the Lord, because we're living in the season of the time that you have to just up the road here. There's the coming of the Lord. The skies will be open and the rapture will happen, and the Lord will take those that are ready over to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And then once after a certain amount of time, once the marriage supper of the Lamb is over, he comes back to rule and reign throughout the millennium. It's just that simple.
Right, because we know we're in the week of Daniel, and after the week of Daniel, we will go into the millennium. It's a totally a different era, and you will see it starting to play out, because it's just the fact of the matter, the time we're living in.
The grace age
is not an age that lasts till eternity. It's just a period of time, 2,000 years, 2 days. Our 2,000 years, as Hosea says, after 2 days, we're talking about the Jewish people, after those 2 days, after the 2,000 years of the Gentile age, God is going to revive them. And here in the week of Daniel, there's a restoration period going on, because he has to fulfill the prophecy of Daniel, to put an end of sin and iniquity, and to bring in the millennium period for the ruling and reigning of the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's all we're doing. That's our only job description. We have set the record straight. Mm-hmm. And then people right now, you just got to get ready for the coming of the Lord, because that program has pretty much run its course. The grace age has run its course. Now we're in the 70th week of Daniel. It's on October the 15th, 2021. And when that runs its course, then Jesus comes down and he throws Satan in hell. And then from there on, then it's for 30 days, it's the day of the Lord. And then for 45 days, it's the separating of the goats and the sheep. And then once that's done, then Jesus sets up this millennial reign, and all the kingdom of the earth will be smashed, just like Daniel saw that storm was thrown out of the mount. He came and demolished all the kingdoms of this world, and then the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that happens here in this generation. We're right. Very exciting time, and all you and I are doing, we're just holding on to the fort. We're just holding on, telling the people the program that God has.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you and give you thanks, Lord. And we're just trying to draw a picture for the people, Lord, what you've allowed us to see. And you brought us to a revelation for the Church of Laodicea, Lord. And we know that we're now in the week of Daniel, and this whole plan of creation has been a testing ground, and testing people to see who will be found worthy to go into that millennium reign, Lord, and help the Lord Jesus Christ with bringing all this plan of creation back to you. And we see the picture, Lord, and we give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.